Okay. Let's move on to 582, another housing issue.
Authorize the Portland Housing Bureau to dispose of property at 1306 Northeast 2nd Avenue and make a loan of up to $7,100,000 to develop the Miracle Central project.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. We're very excited to bring this project forward for your approval. This will bring 47 new units of affordable housing to inner Northeast Portland. And again, it's a good opportunity area. And it'll provide much needed services to people in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction. Here to talk more about the project are our Assistant Director, Javier Mena, and Carl Dinkelspiel. And then we'll also have Ed Blackburn from Central City Concern and Michael Booker from the Miracles Club will follow them. So, Javier.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. It is a great pleasure that we're here today to present for your approval the funding of the Miracle Central, which is a great project, and it's a great segue from the, what you previously saw in terms of collaboration and partnerships that we have in front of you today in regard to this project. And with that, I'm going to very quickly turn over to Carl. He's going to give you some project detail, and then we can answer any questions, and obviously we'll also have presenters regarding the project.
Yep. Mayor Hales and Commissioners, thanks so very much. I'm Carl Dinkelspiel, Senior Program Manager now at the Portland Housing Bureau. I just want to just say some brief things about the project, because I think this is about partnerships and stuff that we have already talked about this morning. So I want to have enough time for our partners to tell about why this is such an important project. But the Bureau is very excited about the project. It really is about partnerships with the community. And so Central City's Concern is, and as well as the Miracles Club, are our partners in this deal. And Ed and Michael will talk about what they how they see this project. But I do want to say, as we've seen recently through both the State of Housing Report, which you just got, as well as the point-in-time street count, that there remains and there still is an alarming disparity for people of color in terms of housing opportunities. They're disproportionately represented in terms of people that are homeless and in certainly greater need of housing affordability in general. So this project really, in a lot of ways, addresses those kinds of issues. We chose the project on the 2012 Notice of Funding Availability. Project was awarded in 2013 Commissioner Saltzman said, we have 47 units total. All those units will be affordable at 60% of median family income or less. So that means folks that are earning $25,000 or $30,000 a year maximum. So a lot of people will be earning a lot less than that. There's ground floor space that will be for programming for Miracles Club and for Central City Concern to work with folks that are dealing with addiction issues and recovery. And then it's on land, as I think Javier already mentioned, it's on land that the Bureau owns, and it was a great location, sort of the intersection of the Rose Quarter and Lloyd District. So super convenient, great place to be, and lots of amenities there. As with all of our projects, lots of funding partners involved here. In this case, it's National Equity Fund, Chase Bank, Oregon Housing Community Services, PHB's participation in the project will be $7.1 million. It leverages another about $6 million in other funding. Last what I'll just say is that with your vote today, we expect to close on the project within the next few weeks, and then construction should start in July or August at the latest. Mm. So coming soon to neighborhood near you. So Ed Blackburn is here, Executive Director for Central City Concern, as well as Michael Booker's Interim Executive Director for Miracles Club, and I believe Pastor Hennessy's here as well, and they're going to want to talk about their roles in the project, and we're happy to answer questions after they're done.
Why don't we bring them up?
Let's take some questions first, if we could. Mm-hmm. We have staff here.
Yep.
So $7 million, roughly, of TIF, right?
Correct.
From the Urban Renewal District.
Yes.
Is this a grant or a loan or some hybrid?
It is a cash flow dependent note. So that means that it's a loan, and whether there's payment on it will depend on the cash flow from the project.
So Carl, put that in plain English, because when we had the audit, there was, one of the issues that came up is just being clear about when is something a grant, a loan, or some hybrid, or effectively becomes a grant since the cash flow may not support repayment. So where does this fall in the spectrum?
So this is a loan, absolutely. I would start with that. And our projection is that there will be some cash flow that comes off the project probably in year 15 or something like that, that the Bureau will be partially repaid on that loan. And we'll go on for 60 years, depending upon the financial stability of the project. We may continue to get. I would doubt that the $7.1 million will be paid by the end of the 60-year term.
So, why not just make it a grant? Why the structure?
So, it's important for the Bureau to support other projects. And having cash flow, it does a lot of things. One of the things is it obviously allows for the potential to support other projects in the Oregon Convention Center. And it also, I think, has an appropriate balance between our mission to provide affordable housing as well as our mission to sustain that housing. And so it's important for all of us to share in that those responsibilities. And the Bureau and the city cannot support projects if we don't have any money. So it's important to have money that's available. And Javier, do you want to add to that?
Last year, we brought forth an updated loan guidelines that specifically details to how we should move forward in underwriting projects, which spoke to the audit that was provided. And as we underwrite this project, the criteria that met in terms of the terms of the project, it was the cash flow loan, which it is a loan, and it is, depending upon the performance of the project, there'll be repayment on that loan.
But so just so we're clear, because I think if anything I took away from the audit is just being clear about the product and our expectations. Mm-hmm. The truth is that this could be a very successful project and we still would not recover most of this loan within 60 years, mm-hmm. and the council could still declare victory, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions? Thank you both. Okay, then let's invite up the other three panelists. Please,
Blackburn,
come on
Michael
up.
Booker. Pastor Hennessy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to start off?
Okay. So I want to thank you for having us here today. My name is Ed Blackburn. I'm with Central City Concern. We are the sponsor, the facilitating sponsor of this project. I just want to comment on what Commissioner Fish said. For the record, it's not unique to this project, this financing methodology that was just described. I just want to make that clear for the record. It's commonly used in affordable housing at this point.
Yeah, no, but what we learned last year, Ed, is there's complete confusion about the range of options we have. And frankly, I might err on just making it a grant and not a loan, where it effectively acts like a grant because we don't have an expectation of payment. My only intent is to be clear that we have minimal expectations over 60 years of being repaid and that the public benefit is so great that that's okay. And if we say that, then I think we're clean.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. This project, as you know, is very important given all the data that's come out on homelessness and disparities, particularly affecting people of color and in particular the African American community. You know, Central City Concern provides about 1,600 units of very low income housing, a fairly robust health care delivery system, alcohol and drug treatment, mental health services, and employment services. But what attracted us to this project in particular in the very beginning was this idea of a low-income housing project in the Lloyd Center District, which really needs more diversity in the types of housing, particularly when it comes to income levels in that area. But it was also the location of the first African-American community in Portland. And it was through efforts to, through urban renewal many decades ago in building the Coliseum, that community was moved out of this area. The area now is full of amenities. It's got streetcar, it's got light rail, it's got a lot of bus service, it's got a lot of services in the area, it's got a lot of access to healthy food. And to me, there's an element of rectification here and providing this kind of housing project, particularly available for African Americans to come back in this community and be able to take advantage of those amenities that are available with this project. The second issue that was very important to us was our particular association with the Miracles Club, and this is a real honor to be in collaboration with the Miracles Club. Many of our staff and many of our clients participate in the Miracles Club. It's an organic relationship that's gone on for many years. Some of our staff were founders of the Miracles Club. And when we were deciding about this RFP and how to approach it, a group actually asked for a meeting with me at Central City Concern and asked us to collaborate with the Miracles Club on this project. So there's also an equity issue that we're trying to address here. So this is the first time that Central City Concern has developed a property where we said another nonprofit can, if they choose, within 3 years of closing this financing on this project, be equity owners in the building. So we look forward to that day. But the other thing is the cooperation and collaboration on the services. Miracles Club will be providing mentoring services for individuals and families that will be living in the building. Central City Concern will be providing employment services. 100% of the residents there will have access to our employment services. And they'll also have access to the Old Town Healthcare Center if they choose to go there. So there's a lot of reasons to be for this project, and we're looking forward to the work here. I want to really appreciate the work that the Portland Housing Bureau has put into this, because it is a unique approach to low-income housing, and they showed a lot of insight, I think, and supporting this project and been very helpful in getting us this far. And I want to also express my appreciation to Commissioner Saltzman, who's been making sure we're doing the things right and we're moving forward in a way that the city can support.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, to members of the City Commission. My name for the record is J.W. Matt Hennessy, the pastor of Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church here in Portland, and also a member of the Board of Directors of Miracles, along with my colleague Ross Cornelius, who is also here today as well. Our chair, board chair, Eric Martin, was not able to make it, but we wanted to be here to, on the one hand, again, thank you for the amazing amount of support that has been there for Miracles in historically, the great work that the community feels about the work that Miracles has done as well, this tremendously unique opportunity for Miracles and Central City Concern to work together in a wonderfully collaborative partnership, which on the one hand, as Ed has described, on the one hand from a services standpoint, but also a partnership standpoint, which is really important. And then the last thing I want to say is really, it's great to know that this project has come together in all of its unique ways from a competitive process as well. And we are certainly sensitive to that and appreciative of that. And certainly, again, thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your great leadership and help over the years, and certainly for the great work that we believe will come of this partnership. Again, we know that there is and cannot be emphasized enough adverse impact from a housing standpoint anyway, but particularly in the African-American community. This will be very, very helpful, and we thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michael Booker. I'm an interim director at Executive Director of the Miracles Club. To the mayor, to commissioners, I'd just like to say I'm very humbled and grateful to be here this morning to speak on behalf of the Miracles Club. The Miracles Club is an African-American social club. Been around 23 years. For the last 5 years, we've been in a building that's five stories. Thank you, Dan Saltzman and Ross Cornelius, for your efforts. What we do is we specialize in peer-to-peer services. We help people to come out of institutions. We help people who come out of recovery treatment programs to find jobs, to put families back together. We help people as far as better their education. We try to help people as far as continue their recovery. One thing is very important, that we have 17 different meeting groups that come in here 365 days a year and do 12-step meetings. The housing we have, second floor to the fifth floor, is 37 units. We have people who are in recovery. I feel the collaboration with Central City Concern is so important, because we have people who are trying to change their lives, but they have nowhere to go. I think the importance is that them knowing they have efforts and them being accountable and putting efforts forward to try to be a part of that, to keep them from staying on the streets. that they feel that their self-esteem will grow. I think it's very important, especially for people of color, that the opportunities are more so enhanced now than they ever been. The Miracles Club has been very instrumental in the Northeast and North community, even though the gentrification has changed, but we still are the treasure of North and Northeast Portland. We're right in the heart of MLK. It's important for people. We have people who are homeless that come through there. We have people who are now on staff at Miracles, came through there that were homeless, that are now mentors to peer-to-peer services. So by the grace of God, last month I celebrated 21 years, and I've been a part of Miracles since then. So it's a program that works. Given an opportunity with this collaboration with Central City of Concern, I think it would enhance people's lives. People are looking forward to it, and we just are grateful for the opportunity to make this happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you all very much.
I have one question, if I could, for anyone on the panel. We funded LifeWorks a couple years ago, and it took them about three different tries to get the funding. Had to keep improving the proposal. But one of the things that the city looked at was the viability of the proposal, it competitively scored, and then LifeWorks had to demonstrate that they were effective in doing what they do. Mr. Booker, you said that you've talked about the success that your organization has had. We're a little handicapped in this regard because there's nothing in our packet that really talks about the success of your nonprofit. In fact, I don't ever remember us getting a presentation on the work you do and outcomes. So I think it's fair at this point to ask, what does success look like? And what objective measures do we have to give us confidence that you can reach those goals?
Well, this is a permanent housing project, and it's recovery-oriented housing. It's very comparable to some of the other buildings we operate for people in recovery. And the building that's most like it, Sally McCracken Building, has an 85% retention rate in terms of people coming. They're coming into recovery, and they're getting placed in that building. Out of that 85%, there's 15% that are discharged on a yearly basis, but more than half of those are positive discharges to permanent housing in the community. They've chosen to leave because they have developed a relationship. It may be that they got a job in another part of the region, and they're going to move to that region. So it's well over a 90% success rate. We also work with about 350 employers in the region, and we place annually about 500 people in jobs. So the things that we're going to be looking at is that housing retention, that long-term recovery, permanent placement outside of that building if people so choose, but also their employment and their income outcomes. So there are measurable outcomes.
And we have obviously a long history with the city. So what are the goals for this project that will determine whether this is a success? Because this is the first time you've worked together. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so there's this, and this is a unique opportunity. So in 5 years, when we get a report, what does it say? Is what the benchmark that we're shooting for?
I think part of that is what Central City's Concern has to offer and what Miracles has to offer. Again, our success rate has been based off the peer-to-peer service that we have provided for people, where people were able to, 50% of the people that live in the Miracles complex now, apartments, are people who went through the peer-to-peer services through Miracles. I think that in a five-year term, where people have opportunities, not what will happen will at some point we will lose people that are housed there because their credit will be better. They have opportunities to buy homes. I think the opportunities of us doing a peer-to-peer service at the new building will help people enhance their lives and families. And I think it's a growing relationship and what Central City Concern has done over the years. And I think with part of what Ed mentioned, a lot of their employees come out of Miracles. And so I think us trying to collaborate and build a relationship to help people save their lives, continue recovery, it's an ongoing basis. It's true. Everybody's not going to get it the first time. But the opportunity will be there. The workers will be there. The services will still be provided to help people. And what Miracles has had a 90% of success rate as far as helping people change their lives.
So I support the program. I applaud Dan for bringing this forward. just reflecting on the fact that this is a housing bureau, and the housing bureau tracks things like getting people into homes, keeping them in homes, creating pathways of opportunity, and other kinds of things. They're not really in the business of measuring the success of service providers. And since this is so integral to this, I think at some point the council will be interested to know what are the goals, and then how have you achieved those goals, and if not, what are the barriers? Because it's housing plus services here in a very profound way, and it's unique. But I'm still not clear. I'm not clear what the core benchmark is, other than you both have reputations for the work that you've done coming into this project.
But it's no different. It's housing retention. It's permanent housing placement over time. It's recovery, sustainability of recovery, because the addiction issues are so intertwined with the other issues that they're facing, including homelessness and issues around unemployment. So employment will be tracking. All those things will be tracking.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Fish, and I think it's a great opportunity, really, for us to work together and create that report card and get that information back to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Other questions? Thank you all very much. Thanks. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay. Oh, there's someone. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning with Watchdog X. I like the project. I don't have any concerns on Miracles Central doing this project and doing what they need to do. My only concern, again, is when we talk on the loan being repaid back per cash flow. We know that the cash flow is going to be low for many years, but we also have to project out if we're going out 30 to 60 years. And we all know in the mid-90s over in Northwest Portland, studios in one bedrooms were as low as $300. We know where they're at right now, 1,000 plus. And that's not within a 60-year time frame. Now, it's difficult for me to understand how you can't project out some cash flow, because if anybody in this room wants to say, well, in 20 to 30 years, rents aren't going to go up double, triple, I disagree with you. The rents will continue to go up at a certain percentage as your overall expenses on the project. And one of the concerns I have is that I want to make sure that this loan is paid back. I'd like a contingency on this agreement that they agree to apply for a grant from a foundation to assist them in paying this loan back in a timely manner. I want outside foundation to see their progress, how well they're doing, and I want them to step up and begin to fund back these loans by performance on these development projects. And I know that this is going to perform quite well. I know there's going to be foundations out there that will have an interest, whether it's a small amount or some possibly even a higher amount. The main thing we have to establish here is that if we get foundations begin to fund back to where the city gets their money back, they can utilize that money in other services. And Mayor Hales understands the importance of having a surplus budget. We can all talk about the economy and this and that. Well, he's sitting there as the mayor when this is happening, and the past administration had a deficit. So you can talk all day long, but the reality is you have to look at the numbers at the end of the day and understand where these new services are being funded and the benefits on somebody being able to do that. So again, I'm asking that there is a contingency in here, that this loan will be repaid back, and they will go out to various different foundations, apply for money and grants to pay this loan off in a timely manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Questions for staff? Anyone else wants to speak?
Come on. I do for Javier. Yep.
Come on up.
Hi, I'm Ross Cornelius, a member of the Miracles Club Board. And I just want to acknowledge the council's vision in helping put this together, and also the partnership with Central City concern. Miracles Club was on the verge of being displaced from Northeast Portland about in 2007, I think it was. And thanks to the efforts of the council and Commissioner Saltzman, they stayed on Martin Luther King and now have a permanent home there. And now they'll have another base of operations in Northeast Portland. So I think we've, through this effort and the work of PHB and the council, we will now have an African-American-based grassroots organization that has not been displaced and that continues to offer services in partnership with a really good partner in Central City. The other thing I would add is that Central City's experience with asset management of affordable housing real estate will be a great help to the board and the Miracles Club as they enter into ownership and potential purchase down the road of the property.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Javier, a couple questions.
Yes.
Who is Multicultural Development Group?
It is the development team of the project, and it's made up of, and actually, Carl, would you better speak to that?
Yeah, sorry. So Multicultural Development Group is the developer in name. Has four members altogether: Guardian Residential or Guardian Real Estate Services, Chris Duffin from LMC, Maria Rojo de Steffi, and who's the fourth? Somebody help me here.
Bill Hart.
Will MCDG have any ownership interest in the building?
No.
Okay. You did a NOFA, a competitive NOFA process, notice of funds availability?
In the fall of 2012.
Okay. How many responses did you get?
We had three for this site and four for the OCC TIF, tax increment financing.
Only three?
Three.
Is there something uniquely challenging about this site? Because we sometimes get dozens for sites.
So to be clear about our NOFA, so we typically get 15, 16, 17, 18 applications for all funding. So this is specific to Oregon Convention Center, and one of the interesting things about Oregon Convention Center is that it's not really a lot of property. So we had one of the only sites that was available for affordable housing.
And this scored, this came out on top of the scoring?
It was a very close competition. I wouldn't venture to guess exactly what the point scores, but they were all sort of, very close to each other.
Well, did this
come out as the first project, and it went through an internal and external review committee.
Okay, and then I was listening to the testimony, I was thinking about the how you maintain culturally specific programs in the face of the Fair Housing Act, which is something we have to struggle with all the time.
Yep.
And so there's a good answer here, but I'll let you share it with us.
Well, so that's a good point, right? We're always working with Fair Housing. So in this case, marketing and lease-up is really a key aspect of how this is going to function. And so we are unrestricted around who we can market to. We have to take a fair housing approach to who actually gets into the building, but if we emphasize certain audiences for our marketing, then the likelihood increases that those folks will actually apply.
And then, as I understand it, through this unique partnership with Miracles Club, it ensures that clients referred by them would have access to this building, and that in turn is more likely to be people of color.
Correct, but obviously in the context of fair housing, yeah.
Thank you. Why is this an emergency?
We are hoping to close. I know my partners in the audience will be very interested in this answer. We're hoping to close on June 25th, I believe.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
So in terms of, just to go back to Commissioner Fish, is your concern about tracking
let me be clear, Javier, because I have great confidence in you and what you do. It's maybe less about tracking and just understanding what's the standard going into this that we expect, and you're bringing in blue chip organizations, so there's some expectation, and that's just and quantifying it. And I didn't see any of the materials. Whatever you choose to do in terms of tracking and reporting to council, I'll defer to you on that. It was more in terms of what's the standard that you're looking to, that you're going to hold them accountable for, and I didn't see anything in the materials that addressed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions, concerns? All right. Then it's an emergency ordinance. We'll take a roll call vote.
Fish.
Looks like a good project. Dan, thanks for your leadership on this. Thanks to the partners who came before us, and we wish you the best of success. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, as you've seen from the presentation, this is a very exciting and a very important project, not only for the African-American community, but also for people in recovery. Michael, I wanted to congratulate you on your 21 years coming up. So that's a great accomplishment. And I just wanted to thank Ross Cornelius, who's a little modest, who's on the board of Miracles Club. He started out working with me to find Miracles Club a permanent home on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and also to make housing for people in recovery above the club. So without Ross's involvement, and I'm really pleased that he's stayed on with that involvement as a board member now of Miracles. Pastor Hennessy, appreciate your leadership as well, and I really appreciate the good work of the Portland Housing Bureau on putting together this agreement, and look forward to a very speedy groundbreaking and getting this up and going. And just final thanks to Shannon Callahan in my office, who's been involved with Miracles Club for quite a long time, as well as Brendan Finn, my chief of staff. Aye.
Novick.
To quote Al Michaels, I believe it was, do we believe in miracles? Yes. Aye.
Fritz.
I hate having to vote after Commissioner Novick. Thank you very much, Commissioner Saltzman, for your continued championing of the Miracles Club and for the community partnership. This is a great project. Aye.
Hales.
You could upstage him by singing it, but great project, great partnership. Really look forward to it. Well done. Aye. Thank you all.